We can get the news in detail now from Eilidh Shee.
The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, has been in direct contact with the government in Haiti as part of international efforts to secure the release of the Irish charity worker Gina Herity and seven other people who were kidnapped by a gang 2 days ago. Mr. Harris said he had spoken overnight to the Haitian Minister for Foreign Affairs, Harvel Jean-Baptiste, who assured him of his support to try to secure the safe release of the hostages. Mr. Harris said officials from the Department of Foreign Affairs in Dublin, London and Washington were working on the case. Sheila Nocton reports.
Gina Herity, a native of Westport in County Mayo, has been living in Haiti for 32 years, where she oversees the privately run Sainte-Hélène orphanage in Kenscough. The facility is operated by Nos Petits Frères et Sœurs, Little Brothers and Sisters, and cares for up to 270 vulnerable and at-risk children. In a statement this morning, the Taoiseach Simon Harris said that he spoke overnight with Haiti's foreign minister, Harvel Jean-Baptiste, to ask that everything is done to ensure their safe release. Simon Harris said the minister assured him of his support, but that the case remains extremely sensitive. The family of Gina Herity say they are devastated at the news of her kidnapping and describe the situation as deeply worrying.
The United Nations Security Council is due to meet today to discuss the fate of the remaining hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. It comes amid reports that the Israeli Security Cabinet will consider a plan to reoccupy all of the territory. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell reports.
As the UN Security Council prepares to meet later to discuss the fate of the Israeli hostages still being held in Gaza, Israel's Prime Minister is set to convene his Security Cabinet to update his war plan. Benjamin Netanyahu said yesterday that he would instruct the military on how to achieve the three war objectives he has set. It comes as Mr. Netanyahu faces increasing pressure to return the remaining hostages, as well as mounting international concern about growing starvation in the Gaza Strip. Yesterday, hundreds of retired Israeli security chiefs wrote to US President Donald Trump, urging him to convince Mr. Netanyahu to end the war. Signatories included former chiefs of both the Shin Bet Security Service and the spy agency Mossad. They said the military objectives of the war had been achieved, and the conflict was now leading the State of Israel to lose its security and its identity.
A 49-year-old man who was found dead at his home in Carrick-on-Shore in South Tipperary yesterday has been named locally as Ian Walsh, a bus driver. Mr. Walsh, who had previously worked for Irish Rail, was found unresponsive with visible injuries at a property on the Craig Road at around 3:30 yesterday morning. Relatives raised the alarm when they were unable to make contact with him. A man in his 30s remains in Garda custody this morning following a stabbing in Sligo town which left a man in a serious condition in hospital. It happened on Church Hill Road at around 5:30 yesterday morning. A motorist in his 30s has died in a single vehicle road crash in County Offaly. It happened at Ballina Cross, around 7 kilometres southeast of Tullamore, shortly before midnight last night. Gardaí are appealing to any witnesses to contact them. The documentary filmmaker George Morrison has died. He was 102. Morrison, a native of Tremore in County Waterford, is best remembered for Misha Era, whose score was composed by Sean O'Riordan. Ryan Clark reports.
George Morrison initially enrolled in Trinity College to study medicine, but he soon left this to follow his mother's lead and pursue a career in the arts. She was an actress at the Gate Theatre in Dublin, where Morrison would go on to work on films and documentaries as an assistant director and editor. In 1959, he released what is considered to be his seminal work, Misha Era. Its release coincided with a renewal of interest in Irish culture and identity, and its first showing was at the Cork Film Festival. The film charted one of Ireland's most turbulent periods, including the 1916 Rising and Sinn Féin's electoral victory in 1918. It was also the first full-length feature film produced in the Irish language. He also made a sequel titled Saoirse, which examined the Civil War period. Morrison was a member of Ace Donagh, and in 2009 he received the Industry Lifetime Contribution Award at the Irish Film and Television Awards.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Generally dry today, apart from a few showers this morning, some of which will be heavy in the north. There will also be sunny spells. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 21 degrees.